holding a Kuf Dalam and Aleph towards the bottom of the page, about the two dots, about nine lines up. So the it's according to Rabbi Meir, in the name of Shimon Gamliel, the issue was how much she's going to receive of other benefits which will eventually pay off her ksuba. And the more it discusses the issue of prorating, the Chachamim say the issue is mechila. And so we say up to 25 years, there's no indication of mechila. If by 25 years she has an esur the ksuba, there's an indication of mechila. Someone like a buyer of Yosef, by Asr Yosef, a soy kardem shkia sachama, gabik subasa, racha shkia sachama, loy gabia. So you're going to come up with this scenario which seems to be difficult to understand, that she comes to the last day of the 25 years and she gets the bezin before shkia, she can collect her ksuba, because we don't assume she's moichel. She gets the bezin after shkia, we say, I'm sorry, she was moichel, because it's been such a long time. She hasn't done anything. So Bahi Purta Achiltus, you're saying in that little difference of time, there's Mechilo. Amalei in. So Rabbi Yosef said back, yes. So the Chachamim, when they give us a measure, the measure is precise. Rabbi Yosef saw Tevel. So Chachamim said that a person can be the measure for the shear of that an individual will have enough water to be able to be tovel is the area of 40 saw. That 40 saw is missing even a kartov, which is if I recall correctly, it's 190. It's 1/192. So it's a half of a percent of a saw, basically. So it's 40 saw minus 0.5 of a percent of one saw. Right, is you can't be toivel. So compared to the whole 40 saw, right? So this is very, very small difference, and still that's the difference. That's the Chachamim that set up the system. That is precise.
What's the source of the 25 years? I mean, is that Sinai, or is that just some type of agreement that Chazal came up with?
We wouldn't say it's an agreement. We would say that is. The Chachamim estimated that this is the standard nature of people. That this time period, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be a mechila. By 40 saw, also the pasuk says, "Lashon of tefilas kol gufoy," and Chazal say that the shear you need to do that is 40 saw. So at least the simple reading of this Gemara is that was the Chachamim's calculation and estimation of what the pasuk meant, and that became now nikva. That's the halacha. Okay. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hoyer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Lifnei Rabbi Shomer Meshum Aviv. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said in front of Rabbi, in the name of his father, Rabbi Yosi, Lo Yishono Ela Shein Shtar Ksuba Yotze Mitachas Yedeha. Al Bashar Ksuba Yotze Mitachas Yedeha Go B'Ksuba Asa Lo Elam. Rabbi Elozo Omer Afilo Shtar Ksuba Yotze Mitachas Yedeha Ena Go B'Ad Esim B'Chomesh Shonim. So, the Rabbi Yossi says that if it was true that she was moichel, she would have shown her mechila by giving over the shtar ksuba to the assignment and letting them destroy it. So the fact that she's keeping her shtar ksuba When she comes to Beis Din, after the 25 years, she says, I want to collect. This is, well, she produces her ksuva. That is an indication that she wasn't Meichel, and she can collect. And Blosser says, no, that even the shark ksuva, if she has the shark ksuva, that doesn't prove that she wasn't Meichel. We assume that she was Meichel and she can't collect. Okay. So most of the Baal Chayv Goyvo Shaloi Bahaskor. Baal Chayv can collect his Chayv without having mentioned the Chayv. So where says Hechidam. So what's the case that we have in Zalacha that Baal Chayv can collect Shaloi Bahaskor? Idol and Nokit Shtaro B'may Govi. If the person wasn't presenting a star, so obviously he can't collect anyway. Well, the Nokit Shtaro. He has a star. And the chiddush of the statement is, by case of Baal Chayv, the fact that he has not mentioned the Chayv up to this point in time is not an indication of a Mechila, and he has a right to collect his Chayv, even though he hasn't said anything about it for many years. But we can be Medaik, Baal Chayv, who, Dela Barachuli, who, Ha'amona, Achilto, by the Baal Chayv, we have no reason to believe there's a Mechila. So we say that the point over here we're saying that a Baal Chayv was no reason to believe there's a Mechila. The fact that he was quiet for many years doesn't change anything. If by the case of Lomona, where there's a reason to believe there's a Mechila, because she has been living in a state of getting benefit from them for such a long time, so there is a reason to believe there's a Mechila. So the fact that there was not mentioned that over the period of time of 25 years indicates a Mechila, even though she still has the shtar, because we're comparing it to the case of Baal Chayv, where the Baal Chayv has the shtar. So Moran says, "Whom Moisiv lo, whom of Harakla?" The Rav Sheshes asks the question, and Rav Sheshes gives the answer. The case was there was no shtar, yes, and then the contrast is that you're saying by Baal Chayv, when there's no shtar, there's no Mechila. And by the Amona, when there's no star, there is a Mechila. But if the Amona, even the Amona, if she has the star, there's no Mechila. So what's the case of Baal Chayv where there's no star that he collects? The loiva is moida that he owes the money. He's not denying. But now we're saying, well, the Malva doesn't have the star. The loiva is not denying it. The Malva doesn't have the star. And he hasn't said a word about it for many years. Can he collect? The answer is yes. But only a Baal Chayv. They have no reason to believe that he's Moichel the Chayv. But by Almana, in such a case, we would assume that she is Moichel. Okay. Furthermore, Kasha, Bobber Bilo. Bilo said, Shana, we learn in an Abraisa, Grusha Harehi Kabal Chayv. The case of a Grusha, that's the same as a Baal Chayv. Hechi Novi. So let's figure out the case. Idol Nikita Ksuba B'may Gavya. If she doesn't have a Ksuba, so how does she collect? El Olav, obviously the case is the Nikita Ksuba, she has a Ksuba. And we have this Brisa which says, Regrushihi La Basachulihi. By Grusha, which we obviously realize she's not going to be Michael. That's when it's like a Baal Chayv, the silence is not an indication of Mechila. But Almona, in such a case, which she had the star, because in the case of the Grusha, she has the star. So in the case of Almona, she has the star. We assume Achilta, that she's Mechila, even though she has the star. Okay. In other cases, there was no star. And you're comparing an almana with no star to the case of the grusha with no star. And the case was that the chayav brother, the baal or his yarshim admit they didn't pay the ksuba yet. Let's hear Rashi. Kol mitzvah chomim kachi. Kol mitzvah chomim kein. They said it, they put it as a stake which can't budge. They put it as a set amount, that's the way it is. She had the ksuba. So according to this statement that in the name of Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is gabek ksubas adam shilam machalto ilam machalasa ha'yisom meseris lahem shtar ksuba. She would have given the shtar ksuba to them as part of her process of mechila. So balchem is gabe shloim bahaskara. Even though he hasn't mentioned it for 25 years, he doesn't lose his right to collect the chayv. She's living with them and benefiting from them all the years. It's not a loan. She didn't lose any money originally that she wants to get her money back. So there's two reasons why she there's reason to believe that she's Michael. So Mor says the case is they had a shtar, and we're saying that the Baal Chayv is not Michael. It means that Amona is Michael. Mor says no, there was no shtar. Hilko, in such a scenario, there's no shtar. Taka Baal Chayv, then a Baal Chayv is not Michael. Amona. But case of one, the loy nokta shtora achilta. If she has no shtar, it's a right that she's meichel. But the kasha chob b'may gabi. How does the Baal Chayv collect? Kishachayv meida. Shonen and Bali Brisa, the people of the Brises quote a Brisa which says grusha reik Baal Chayv ligmus loylam shaloy b'haskara devari lo mochla. So she can collect even though she hasn't said anything in 25 years. She can collect her ksuba. Because we do not believe she was Moichel. So again, the more had to be the case that she was holding the ksuba, we're differentiating between the Amon and her grusha. Lord of them know she did not have the ksuba. She chayiv murder, she lo niskabel ksuba. The chayiv, the baal, is murder that she not get paid yet. Okay.
And the Maha claims that there's a loan. Why is there any opening to say anything? Why is there no space for a decision? The two of them can just transfer the money among themselves. What's the need for anyone else to comment?
No, but there's a question. The lawyer says I did not pay, but. The fact that you didn't ask anything for the last 25 years is a rather you're Moichel. Malva says, no, he wasn't Moichel. So now we want to know what's the issue. The fact that Malva has not come to collect the Chayv in multiple years is that indication of there was a Mechila. So even though the Loib is murdered that he never paid, but he's claiming that the Malva was must have been Moichel, he was quiet for so many years. So that's the Shailas. And Malva says, no, the fact that Malva is quiet is not, it cannot be used as proof that he was Moichel and he has to pay the money. The deal on the table is, was he Moichel? Due to his shtika for so many years.
One might think the fact that he's coming forward now saying he wants the money is an indication that he's not Moichel.
No, it's a riot that right now he might change his mind about his Bechila, but the fact that he was shtika for 25 years is a riot that he was Moichel. And now he's regretting it.
And now he's regretting it.
That's the deal. And that's the case of the ksuba also. Right? The mona mashar said for 25 years now, she says she wants her ksuba. We say, lady, it's too late. You've been moichel. Right? The fact that she was mashar said for 25 years is a rashi, she's moichel. And now when she comes later to get the ksuba, we say, I'm sorry, it's too late.
Have we already dealt with mechila b'charata before?
We've touched on it. That was the woman being, the husband saying didn't the remainly be nixaych as a form of a mechila. We describe it more as the parshas of siluk. It's the siluk and mechila are not that far from each other. But it's binding. Once you do it, it's done.
And there are other places this is discussed, but I would expect it to be primarily in the sea finish.
Correct.
So we'll see it more at that time.
Correct. Okay. Bottom line of the Gemara: Omer of Nachum Yitzchok Tony Reb Yehuda Bar Kaza b'Mastisa the Beik Bar Kaza. So Bar Kaza, the name of a Chacham, and he quotes a brisa which was learned in the series of brises which were quoted by Bar Kaza. So, okay, Tavak Suvasa Hareki Betchila. So if during the 20, sometimes during the 25 years, she came and asked for a ksuva, and then whatever reason it didn't go forward, but that resets the clock. It's like you're starting over again. So therefore, you get the 25 years counted from then. And if you moyer shtar ksuva yotzi mitachas yodeh, kaver ksuva sadoilim. We have a brisa which he's quoting. A second point. That this whole discussion is if there's no ksuba, but if she has the ksuba, she collects. There's no time limit on the collection, which is like the quotes that we had in the name of Rabbi Yosef. Okay. Shalach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista.
It's like what?
Rav Yosef, right? That if she has her ksuba, she collects forever. So, right? That was quoted right up to two dots. Rishmol Verbiosi was made in the name of his father. That this whole discussion, she doesn't have the ksuba. She has the ksuba, there's no time limit. She can collect the ksuba forever. Okay. Sholoch Le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Yelamdenu Rabbeinu. So he asked him, please explain to us. Is that the case where the machlokes is? She has the ksuba. The machlokes in a case where she doesn't have the shark ksuba. And who do we paskin like? So he was trying to get clear what was the masara on this issue. So apparently they didn't have a clear masara, and then maybe they were learning the other way around that the case where she has the shark ksuba, everybody agrees that she collects. And the machloek is, if she doesn't have the shark ksuba, do we agree to this concept of a mechila or not? So that was the question. What was the masara? So shalach le, b'shein shtar ksuba yotze mitachas yedei machlokes. The machlokes is when she doesn't have the shark ksuba. Alba shtar ksuba yotze mitachas yedei gav ksuba seloilim. But she has the ksuba, she collects forever. Everybody agrees to that. But when she doesn't have the ksuba, we have this machlokes whether she was merchel or not. Halacha k'dibur chachamim that. We have on the Mishnah between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether there we assume that there's a mechila or not. We pass like the Chachamim that we assume that there's mechila.
If she doesn't have the ksuva, where is the ksuva?
Well, we assume that the argument of Rishmol Rav Yossi, the name of Rav Yossi, the Rashi learned before, was the fact that had she really been Michael, she would have given the ksuba to them, to the assignment. The fact that she didn't indicates that she's not Michael. She's holding on, she's been careful to hold on to her ksuba, indicates that she still wants to collect it. She could potentially destroy it, she could potentially give it to them, it'd be the same thing.
Well, I guess what's not clear to me is, let's say after 10 years, she's making a time to be with the ksuba, but the Yisomim have ksuba.
I mean, she paid.
Right. So it would seem like she.
Remember, here the summer more that she didn't pay. That they didn't pay. They're saying that there was a machilo. They're not arguing. They're not disputing the
10 years. Why? You know, that would seem to be a pretty strong claim. Look, we're holding the ksuva. Yeah, you mochel. I mean, doesn't she need to have the ksuva to?
If their mother they didn't pay, right?
No, but they're making a claim that she was mochel.
We wouldn't believe it. If we're murdered, there's a chayv. So she has a right to collect her ksuv.
Don't they have like a miyu to say?
The Chazal said that we don't assume this mechilat is for 25 years.
So what if it's 10? Then what about 10 minus a week?
Yeah, right.
You got to put a line somewhere.
No. But
the line's 25.
No, it's not. That's not the.
No, Russell's question is why don't we say that there's a raya that there's a mechila from the fact that she allowed them to hold the ksuba. So forget about the year issue. Let's prove it from the circumstances. The Gemara uses it the other way around. The fact that she refused, she did not give them the ksuba is right. She's not my. Right. So the question is, why don't you argue, flip that around and say, well, the fact that she did give them the ksuba is right. She is my. So the Gemara never said that, but it's an interesting question.
Wow. Right. So the ksuba is presumably somewhere in the house, and the children may be living in the house, and they may have grabbed it.
Well, the question is, what is she saying? I'm saying, but even if she's not saying that, even if she, you know, she's saying, I let them hold it, but right, I had no problem with them holding. I, you know, because they're saying, oh, it's a right, she was Michael. It wasn't right, she was Michael. So, right, that's going to be the deal, right? Versus the fact that she has a ksuba alone, it's not a radish in the mouth.
We don't know if there were kids or not. Presumably they're her children. It's not surprising she might trust them over the court.
Well, but it's lavdafka that if her children, even if they're not her children, the salacha would still be true.
Yes. Yes, there's no differentiation.
Right. Let's see Rashi in that little piece. So Bar Kozer Shem Chochem Veki Betchila Umanachav Heishanim Mishas Tvi. If she asked for the ksuba, she gets we reset the clock. Malachah Kedibra Mi Kedibra Remeir or Kedibra Chochem. Do we pass like Remeir in the name of Shimon Gamliel that? So she can, if she's a base of via, she can collect her ksuba. There's no assumption of mechila. And by spalo, there's a whole different argument of that she received the payment. The Chama said that vice versa, that there is an assumption of mechila. But that's only true base of via. Whereas in base spalo, her shtika is not indicative because she's uncomfortable asking for it, so her shtika is not indicative. So he said, "Okay, so hold it here."